skate park this year now for a purpose, and this is a shorter topic. Okay. Why is there a chiyuv suit on Purim? So there are two approaches out there. There's the standard approach that everyone knows from the Mishnah Berurah. Then there's the other approach that my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita likes to always quote. He says it over all the time. And you saw it's in the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer, that's the Ksav Sofer son says it, with a lot of beautiful ideas. So the first approach is the approach in the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Levush. The Levush contrasts Hanukkah and Purim. On Hanukkah, Chazal did not establish a Chiyuv Suda. On Purim, there is a Chiyuv Suda. Why the difference? So the Levush says that on Hanukkah, primarily the attack against us was spiritual. The Greeks wanted the Jews to give up their spiritual singularity and give up being religious. And that's why it says in Al Anisim, what does it say? L'hashkicham Torasecha u'le'avira me'achukei ritzonecha. To make us give up the Torah. That was what the war was about. Had we not been stubborn, had we given in and become Hellenists, there wouldn't have been a war. We would have been a regular nation, subjugated, paying tax like the other nations paid. And we would have, had we all become Hellenists, there wouldn't have been a war. So of course there was a war on Hanukkah. But the root of the war was Ruchnius. That's what the Levush is saying. And since the root was Ruchnius, Chazal said, let's celebrate Hanukkah patterned after the type of the Yeshua, the salvation. Since the attack was Ruchnius, so primarily we were saved on a Ruchnius level, and therefore we're going to focus on Ruchnius and light candles, and we're not going to necessarily have a Suda. Of course there was a Gashmius element, but the root was Ruchnius. That's what the Levush says. Hanukkah was and Purim was different. Purim, Haman wanted to wipe out, Rachmana Litzlan, every single Jew. And Haman wasn't focused primarily on the Ruchnius. It's true that Haman stopped us from doing mitzvahs. But it was L'hashma'u L'abed. Once Haman made the decree, even if the Jews would have given up their religion, they still would have been killed. Once Haman made the decree, we still would have been killed. It's mamash similar to the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. They didn't care. Alive. They didn't care how religious you were, or not religious you were. There are a lot of similarities between Haman and the Nazis. A lot. So since the attack was physical, therefore we celebrate in a physical way and have a Suda on Purim. It's a beautiful idea. Purim is about to survive the Jewish people. We're here. We survived. You found it? We're here. We survived. Okay. I don't know. We survived. Mimisa l'chayim. We're alive. So we thank Hashem physically. This is the Levush quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. This is the Levush in the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Reish Ayin, Siv Katan Vav, page 9. In Taf Reish Ayin, Siv Katan Vav, page 9. It's the Levush quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. This is a fabulous, fabulous pshat. Nothing wrong with the pshat. It's a very nice pshat. But we'll see, there's another pshat as well. Okay, that's pshat number 1. Pshat number 2. So I just said it over partially now. We'll say it over again. Shot number 2 starts from the Gemara in Pesachim and it starts from the Gemara in Pesachim and from the Ramban on the Chumash. Okay. So what is the Gemara in Pesachim? The Gemara in Pesachim talks about, as you guys saw during Hachana, the Gemara talks about the following idea. How do you celebrate Yom Tov? How do you celebrate Yom Tov? Simchas Yom Tov. What's the word for Yom Tov? What's one of the words for Yom Tov in the Torah? Atzeres.
Not Shavuot.
Atzeres.
Nobody in general.
Whoa. In the Mishnayos, Shavuot is not Atzeres. In the Torah, Atzeres is used for the seventh day of Pesach and for Shmini Atzeres. So one pasuk says, Atzeres tihye l'Hashem, for God. One pasuk says, Atzeres tihye l'Hashem, for you. So it's a stira. L'Hashem, what does L'Hashem sound like? L'Hashem sounds like learn, daven, ruchnius things. What does L'Hashem sound like? Focus on yourself. Eat and drink and, you know, share with your friends. So it's a stira. Which one is it? Is it L'Hashem or is it L'Hashem? Which one is it? How do you deal with these psukim? It's a stira in the chumash. Atzeres tiel Hashem, atzeres tiel Lachem. What are you supposed to do? Okay. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer says something very striking. This is uncommon. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? You have a choice. It's amazing. This is very uncommon. You have a choice how to celebrate Simchas Yom Tov. Either Lashem or Lachem. Either Lashem or Lachem. In other words, either focus on yourself or focus on Lashem. Now obviously, you're going to daven either way. So kulo lachem means have a huge meal, a big party, eat and drink. And of course you're going to go to shul, you're going to daven. But basically your whole focus is kulo lachem. That's your focus. Or kulo lachem, learn, daven. Now here you should know there's a machlokas in the mefarshim.
What do you
say, sit and learn. This is fascinating. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. If you hold kulo lachem, listen carefully. If you hold kulo lachem, does that mean you're fasting or not? You hear the question?
Yeah.
That's unclear. Does that mean you eat nothing?
But we know that you can't fast on Yom Tov.
Oh, exactly. Oh, go. No. That's how we pass it. Wait. Yeah. We're talking Rabbi Eliezer. Within Rabbi Eliezer Shita, you should know this is. I didn't give it to you in the Makaros. There's a machlokes. Does kulo lashem mean eat, learn and daven and no eating? Or Rav Shechter likes to quote, no, you have a sandwich. In other words, you're going to eat something. You're not going to fast, but no big suitor. So this is an amazing idea. Rabbi Eliezer says that you have a choice how to celebrate your Simchas Yom Tov. Either kulo lashem or kulo lachem. Very nice. Rabbi Yeshua says no. If the two psukim contradict, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Both. You have to do both. So the Torah is teaching us, chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem. No. The Torah says do both. And that's how we paskin. So you're supposed to learn and daven more than normal and have a big suda. That's Rabbi Yoshua. Chatzi lachem, chatzi, and you're right. That's how we paskin, Sammy, and that's why we hold, it's usher to fast on Yom Tov. We paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. Chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem. So that's the machlokes tanoim. What do you do if you have two psukim that contradict and there's no solution? Rabbi Eliezer says either or. Rabbi Yeshua says both. So far, so good. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says something very striking. What does the Gemara say? Ba'atzeres on Shavuos hakol modim deboin anami lachem. Wow. On Shavuos, everyone agrees. What does everyone mean? Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that on Pesach and Sukkot you can get by with what? Either a sandwich or with fasting. One of the two different opinions. What he holds? You must have a big suda on Shavuos. Why? The Gemara says, "My time." Why? Yom shenitna b'Torah. Whew. The day the Torah was given. Thank you. The day the Torah was given. That's amazing. So you see that on Shavuos, there is an extra special chiyuv to eat. That's more coming out in the Gemara. That on Shavuos, more than Pesach, more than Sukkot, it's explicit in the Gemara. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you don't have to have an elaborate meal on Pesach and Sukkot, he holds you must have an elaborate meal on Shavuos. Why? Because Yom Matan Torah. So that's what the Gemara says.
Is that saying he's saying chatzi lachem?
Yes. Yes. So that's counterintuitive. What's the pshat? So Ibn Ebensol quotes, the simple pshat is to show that we're happy. And that's what the Ksav Sofer says. It's in the Makaros there. To show that we're happy. When a person's down and depressed, they don't enjoy a big meal. But when a person is besimcha, then they can enjoy a big meal. So to show we're happy to get the Torah. To show we're happy to get the Torah. That's why there's a special chiyuv to eat and drink on Shavuos, to show that we're happy and excited to get the Torah every day. Let me just finish it. I'll take your question. So that's Shavuos. Oh, so that's the Gemara. There's a Ramban on the Chumash, which the Ksav Sofer and Yibadu L'chaim Rav Shechter always connect to the Gemara. What's the Ramban on Chumash, you guys? It says at the end of Mishpatim, Vayechazu Atalokim, Vayochu Vayishtu. They had a vision of Hashem and they ate and they drank. Who was it? None of an Aviyu in the Zakenim. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? What does Rashi say?
Bad.
They were Chayiv Misa. The Ramban says, no, it was good. The Ramban says they were making a simcha. That's what the Ramban says. A simcha l'kabbalas haTorah. That's what the Ramban says. Asu simcha v'yamtov. Ki kein chova l'ismach b'kabbalas haTorah. And the Ramban gives a list of examples that when you're makabal the Torah, a new level of Torah, you make a party. The example of a siyum. This is the source for a siyum. He quotes the Medrash. So we see here a theme developing that when you have a day of Matan Torah, you're supposed to celebrate with an elaborate party. Example number one, the Gemara Psachim about Shavuos. Example number two, the Ramban on the Chumash about Nadavin Aviyu. Example number three, making a siyum. And the Ksav Sofer says, and Yibadu L'chaim Rav Shechter says, Purim. Because Purim is a day of Kabbalas HaTorah, and that's why you have to learn the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph. This is the most important Gemara, Purim. The Gemara says that on Purim there was a national rededication to the Torah. Kimu v'kiblu. The Gemara says. Well, who says what? Matan Torah, the Gemara says. Page 2. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches. The Gemara Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches says, Kimu v'kiblu, look, the very end of what's marked off. Kimu masha kiblu kfar. They upheld that which they accepted already. In other words, we rededicated ourselves. We re-upheld that which we accepted already. There was a national rededication of Torah on Purim. So the Gemara says that Purim is a day of Kabbalas HaTorah like Shavuos was. Oh. And therefore, the Ksav Sofer says, and therefore, Rav Shechter says, and therefore, the Ramah says, that's why there's a Suda on Purim. The big party on Purim is to celebrate Matan Torah. I Xerox it for you. I'm not sure if you got there. But when you have a chance, on page 5 is the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe quotes from the Gaonim that the celebration of Purim is similar to Shavuos. That there's it's a day of Matan Torah. There's a new source, Rav Devin Sal Sefer. I should add it to you. I found it after I did this. I should, you know, bring it. I'll give it out tomorrow to you to put into your packets. Rav Devin Sal discusses this Darkei Moshe in his writings. So this is fabulous. You're supposed to show Hashem you're happy to get the Torah. That's why none of you ate and drank. That's why a big suda on Shavuos. That's why you make a siyum, and that's why you have a big suda on Purim. So this is the other approach. That's what the Darkei Moshe says. He quotes, now, I'll say this, as you guys know, I almost never say chidushim. I don't try to say chidushim. Here I had a small chidush, and Rav Neven Sal said it was good. It was nice. So there is a custom to learn Torah right before the Purim suda. Right, the Ramah says, Tov Lilmod Ma'at Kodem Hasuda. Are you aware of that? Remember that? Did Avami quote it? The Ramah says you're supposed to learn a little before the Purim Suda. It's in the book. Yeah, before the Purim Suda. Okay, that's what the Ramah says to do. To learn some Torah before the Purim Suda. Why? Well, the answer is, why not? It's always good to learn Torah. Fine. Anyway, the simple pshat is, and I'm sorry, the Ramah quotes a pasuk. Lahudim Haisa. Lahudim Lahudim Haisa. Ora V'simcha. Ora is Torah. And Simcha is the party. So what do you have, Mr. Adger? Ora, Torah, then the party. So you're supposed to learn a little. The Sfarim explain, Purim is a crazy day, a lot of things happening. You have to learn something on Purim, still before the Suda. That's the Pashup Shot. So I wanted to say, maybe, according to this approach, why are you supposed to learn the Purim Suda? Because that's what you're celebrating. You're celebrating the Torah. I think it's a very nice shot in the minhag of the Ramah. You're celebrating, that's what you're celebrating. You're celebrating the Torah, so learn a little at the Suda. So Nemesis says that he liked it. I put in the footnote, he liked that pshat. I think it's a nice pshat that maybe this minhag, the Rama says, to learn Torah at the Purim Suda, that minhag, yeah, that minhag, it's because you're supposed to, that's what you're celebrating Matan Torah, so learn at the Suda. Okay. So that's the basic idea. Really, it's the Ksav Sofer. I gave you the Ksav Sofer on the Chumash. If you have time, learn the Ksav Sofer in the Tshuva. I gave you what to say, and then he adds something here. He adds something which I didn't notice before. That's why it's not in the Hachana. That's why it's not in the book. The Rabbi Zivilevsky mentioned it. It's good to have these big people. When you listen to the big people, they add things that you miss. You understand? Because he's big. Rabbi Zivilevsky Shlita. The Ksav Sofer adds, this is Mishloach Manos. A person, let's say a person is drinking, he's drinking, he gets drunk. So, you know, a person drinks too much. Sometimes a person, he's like, you know, drinking his sorrows away. Right? You're in a bad mood, you drink, right? Sometimes you drink because you're happy. You're happy. So part of your simcha is you drink a little and you sing and dance. This is a nice pshat. What's a good simen to know whether you're drinking for sorrow or drinking for simcha? Do you want others around? When you're by yourself, leave me alone, get out of here. I don't want to see anyone now. I want to be by myself. When you're besimcha, when you're in a happy mood, you share with others. So the Ksav Sofer says, that's why Chazal established Shalach Manas, because they wanted to show that the Simcha of Purim is a Simcha we're sharing with others. This should have been in the book, Sruli saying to himself. You're right, Sruli, but I didn't know it. I missed it. This is fabulous. Page 8. Look in page 8. Page 8. Here we go, page 8. Yeah, page 8 before page 7. Well, it's Purim, so it's other. I did it on Purim. I don't know. It was a mistake. I don't know. Maybe, okay, whatever. It was a Maifis. Okay, here we go. Look on page 8. It's the second to last paragraph. Here, we'll start here. Here. We'll start from the second to last paragraph, the third line. Lefi Masha Kasafti. Okay? Page 8, look at my index finger is. The second to last paragraph, third line.
What's Shin Bov Tet?
Shut, Tshuvas, the Tshuva of the Ksav Sofer.
And this is
Kosala's interpretation? Well, no, he just quotes it. You'll see, he says, we're gonna read it. Lefi Masha Kasafti, based on what I explained, the Ksav Sofer, show him.
Delachain mitzvah laharbos bo besuda umishta beyoser. There's a mitzvah to have a lot of food and a mishteh. Why? Kidei laharos, to show shelo kasher of old Torah mitzvos. The all of Torah, the yoke of Torah, is not difficult for him. V'sameach libo, he's happy. Aki utov leiv mishteh tamid, he's drinking, he's happy. Now, that's why you're celebrating. V'adayin efshar lachshov, and it's possible to still think, ki libo alav nichov, maybe he's Nichav means he's a kaev, he's in pain. Maybe his heart's in pain. Ubisaro olav ta'avel ala Torah. And that's a phrase, that's an idiom. And he's like, it's like his body isn't avegus about the Torah, meaning he's upset about getting the Torah. V'yolcha v'shosa, and why is he drinking? Al derech tenu sheikhar la'oved v'yayin l'mari nefesh. Give wine to someone who's in has trouble, or beer, and wine to someone who's bitter, meaning Risho means your troubles. Maybe the guy's drinking away his sorrow. Lochain hitchake Mordechai. Mordechai was smart. Vahosiv lishuach manos ishkareyu min asuda. Kedoshokim ishkareyu besuda simcha shalo. Oh, it shows you're happy. You don't share when you're in a bad mood. Get away from me. I want to be alone. When you're besimcha, then you share. You share with others. So Shalach Manas fits. That's the Ksav Sofer. Yeah, he explains that's why Mordechai established Shalach Manas, to show that this drinking of Purim is a happy drinking of Simcha as opposed to a sad drinking of like drowning your sorrows.
I thought that that's why you're not supposed to have a suit all along.
Correct. That's also right. That we're going to discuss in the Shulchan Aruch classes. Very good. Correct. That's also correct. And finally, I want to add this in. This also should have been in the book, Bezat Hashem, the next edition. I said it in the Shmuz. Rabbi Zibulovsky says the two pshatim go together. They go together, right? The famous Mark Twain essay. Guys, you got to know it by heart. The famous Mark Twain essay. Thank you. If the statistics are right, the Jews constitute 1% of the human race. It suggests a nebulous, dim puff of stardust lost in the blaze of the Milky Way, etc. The Egyptian, the Babylonian, the Persian rose, filled the planet with sound and splendor, then faded to dream stuff and passed away. The Greek and the Roman followed and made a vast noise, and they are gone. Other peoples have sprung up, but it burned out, and they sit in twilight or have vanished. The Jew saw them all, beat them all, is now what he always was, exhibiting no decadence. He's a good writer. Whatever, Mark Twain. No infirmities of age, no weakening of his parts, no swearing of his energies, no dulling of his alert and aggressive mind. All things are mortal but the Jew. All other forces pass, but he remains. What is the secret of his immortality? The answer is God and the Torah. That's the answer. Hashem is Nitzli. What is the secret of his immortality? So the answer is the Torah is the secret. The Torah is immortal. The Torah is Nitzli. That's exactly the point. So this is beautiful. Again, it's Pashut. I like, for me, the best Chidushim are the simple ones that are beautiful. Rabbi Zibulovsky said, the two celebrations of Purim, Mamish, blend together perfectly. We're celebrating that we survived. What does Purim teach us? Hashem will always keep us around. We will never be destroyed. Hashem, B'nai Yisrael, we were in Galus, in Chutz Laretz, we were never going to be wiped out. As bad as it looks, we're never going to be wiped out. That's Purim, we will survive. Hashem, we will survive. What's the other theme of Purim? Kabbalah's HaTorah. They perfectly blend together. The Torah lasts forever. Am Yisrael guards the Torah. Am Yisrael is going to last forever because the Torah lasts forever. It's a beautiful pshat. The two, so guys, say this over at your Purim Suddas. If you're a Viola Suda, it's got to be in the first half an hour. Okay, whatever. That's my advice about that. The first half an hour. It's a beautiful, beautiful pshat. The two celebrations of Purim blend together. And then Rabbi Zalewski gave Musar, and it's a very powerful Musar. And the Musar is, Am Yisrael is going to last forever. The Torah is going to last forever. The question is whether you and your family is going to be a part of it. That's up to you. The more you connect with Torah, the more you connect with Nitzchias, then you're a part of it. If well lane to a person doesn't, that's a problem. Is that clear? This is the challenge. This is the challenge of Purim, that each one of us has to re-accept the Torah on Purim and rededicate ourselves to the Torah on Purim. And then be part of the Nitzchias. Then we last forever. That is the mitzvah of the Suda on Purim, the Ksav Sofer. Rav Schechter always says this, and I'll give you tomorrow. Rav Nemtzel has it in his in a footnote. He discusses it. Okay, it's in the Tshuvos. Here it says here on the side, Tshuvos Or Chaim Simukuf Memal. It says on the side exactly where it is. See that Shut Ksav Sofer, that Tshuvos Ksav Sofer, Or Chaim Simukuf Memal.